Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm pissed.
Oh, you're always mad. You didn't even work today or yesterday. How could you be mad? Just my face.
2 days off, then back to five big packs of shit right in my eyes.
Yeah, that's a bummer, man. Work sucks, dude. Work sucks.
Yeah, totally. I'd really like to not have to do that anymore forever.
Oh, man. If only we get paid for this podcast. I have a PayPal. No, I'm kidding. Well, just donate for me and Tony to live.
I've been getting more and more envious of birds and cats. And
yeah, we were outside for a second. He was like, he's so free. I hate this fucking life. And then just walked in. So I found this thing. It says, Netflix, 10 new additions you need to watch this May. Kevin Hart presents. You big Kevin Hart fan?
No.
Me either. I wasn't really into it. Pleasantville's coming to Netflix.
That's fun.
You like Pleasantville?
I do. It makes me sad.
It's a cool movie. I mean, it came out when I was younger, and I didn't really understand the whole, like, sexual awakening of the town thing.
Yeah,
but I get it now. 98, so that was a year before.
Yeah, Jeff Daniels is having sex with people.
That was a year before The Phantom Menace, so that's when I became sexually awakened.
Wow.
Oh, my God, 16 Candles.
What do you mean, oh, my God, 16 Candles?
It's coming to Netflix.
That sentence sucks.
You don't like 16 Candles?
Not like, oh my God, 16 Candles?
Oh, well, I mean, I wouldn't be as pumped to say, like, Breakfast Club, but still, that's sweet.
I mean, I remember 16 Candles, but not nearly as much as Breakfast Club.
Well, I mean, Breakfast Club
it dealt with rough issues.
Breakfast Club's a rare bird. Grace and Frankie, season 2, I'm not sure what that is.
Who cares?
Something to check out, though. Chelsea? Oh, is that Chelsea Handler? Is that her show? Yeah, it is.
Probably. Throw that in the garbage and burn it.
Goosebumps.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah.
Wait, the movie with Jack Black?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, no, you don't think you like that.
Okay.
Did you see it?
No.
Oh, I told you to watch it.
Oh, I'm sorry I didn't listen to you, Dad. Sorry, jeez, fucking asshole I am. What a fucking douche.
Lady Dynamite, maybe that's kind of like the Invincible Kimmy Schmidt, is that what it's called? The Unbreakable?
Unbreakable.
Bloodline season 2, probably about vampires right up your alley.
Not at all.
It's not about...
It's about like some dudes on yachts. That's all I know.
Chef's Table, season 2.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you like Chef's Table?
Fuck yeah, dude.
Really?
It's one of my favorite food documentaries.
Wow,
yeah.
No, it's not a documentary. It's a TV show, it seems.
Oh, no, it's...
Season 2,
yes,
part 1.
It's like... episode. Yeah, it is. It's like
an episodic documentary.
Or 8. Shut up. It feels like a documentary.
No,
because each one's about, like, a style of cooking or a chef.
Or, like, how to... The murder show? How to fucking...
What?
Making a Murderer. That was like an episodic documentary.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
God, that thing's so long.
Yeah, Chef's Table's awesome. It's really well shot and really, like, pretty.
Still haven't finished.
Not as good as Cooked, but...
Making a Murderer.
No chef documentary's as good as Cooked.
The Do-Over, starring your boy Adam Sandler and David Spade.
My boy?
Yeah, your boy.
My boy.
Didn't you watch, like,
I watched that ridiculous
Shitty Six.
Yeah, Shittiest Six.
Did you play the Doom... The new Doom game
came
out?
I haven't played Doom. I know some people who have.
The beta came out.
I guess it's a hot, hard, fast mess.
Really?
Not a mess, but like,
it's
pure fucking chaos. And the person I talked to was like, it's up there with like fucking like Dark Souls. Like,
wow, that hard.
The amount of, yeah, the amount of like, you got to be that accurate. You got to be that mobile.
Well, check this out. Doom single player, no reloads, a weapon heal, impossible difficulty setting.
Sign me up for 2.
My buddy got the beta, and he said it feels very much like Quake 64 and shit like that,
yeah,
which I loved Quake 64, but it looks beautiful. I'm kind of stoked for it. I didn't get the beta. I think it's already gone now, which is a bummer, but...
Gotta wait, dude.
Yeah, I won't buy it.
No Man's Sky comes out on, like, June 21st.
Yeah, are you getting it?
Fuck, I'm getting it the day it comes out.
Are you digitally downloading it?
Most likely, so I'll always have it, because I don't see how I'll ever... Dude, I just watched a video about it last night. There's a 99.9% chance that you'll never see another person that, you know, I wouldn't see you
again
in there,
yeah,
in that universe,
because
they're randomly pointed. Everyone gets, it's about a, the guy was saying, like, there's a center to the universe. There's a couple quadrillion galaxies that you can actually explore.
Couple quadrillion. Shattered my little
brain.
But
that entire algorithm is being built as you see it procedurally. So you're at one point in the map, and I'm at another one. So it randomly generates those plot points. So you might not know if you're... fucking 80 hours of gameplay away from me if we were both driving in the right direction to get to each other at hyperspeed, or if we literally could never get to each other in that span of time. Yeah. We were literally like fucking years and years of fucking gameplay away from each other. It's so tight. And then everyone can head towards the middle of the galaxy or the middle of the universe.
And that's what you, that's how you win.
Yeah, that's where you're headed. But he also, dude, he talks about, you have to, like, dude, you can decode alien languages, so there's, like, different histories to the planets that are on multiple planets, so you'll see these alien, like, races, ancient, that were on all these planets, like, unlock their technologies, learn their languages, talk to their ancestors, if there are any, like, it's gonna be fucking awesome.
Now, when I watched the trailer that you showed me, I think it was, like, E3 playthrough.
Yeah,
or
that was, like, the first.
Okay, so, are the graphics gonna look like that, because everything's very cubey?
It's gotten a big fucking overhaul. I saw a video he posted like 8 days ago with IGN. Dude, it showed him trading and talking with different cultures. It looked like Destiny.
That good?
Like when you were...
graphically?
When you were talking to like the people, it looked like Destiny.
No, but the gameplay though, is it still
the gameplay
QB
is not
going to
be as detailed as...
It can't be because it's so huge.
Yeah, unfathomable. But it's gonna like have probably different. It had more tones to it. It was smoother.
Okay, it looked more.
It
like,
was way more lush,
like Minecrafty to me, almost. Like the first playthroughs that I saw, like it looked like the Star Fox 64.
Oh my god,
it did. Which is a great game.
It is a great game, but
can't wait for next week.
Also, what more can you expect from a quadrillion planets?
I guess that just doesn't really appeal to me.
If it's not visually, like...
Yeah, you know me, yeah.
Accurate to...
Not visually accurate, just, like, insanely, like, good-looking.
I guess I'm just blown away by, like... I'm gonna be blown away by what I'm doing and the scale of what I'm doing.
You like those types of games, though. It's not, like, grindy. It's more, like, explorative.
Yeah.
And you dig that type of shit.
Oh, so good, dude. Like, I'm, like, an explorer.
You know what I liked a lot? Skyrim. And it had both those elements to it. Kind of like Fallout.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess if you took Skyrim and asked the game developers to make it
unlimited,
100 times bigger, they'd go, well, we can't fit that much shit in all
of it. Yeah, the water's not going to look as good.
You're not going to get that many fucking towns.
Did I show you that video of the crab wearing the fucking monocle and hat? And it's like, you fucked up now. You done fucked up now.
You done fucked up.
Oh, dude, that shit's so good. Speaking of games that I'm interested in, I just saw the trailer for Call of Duty Infinity War. Is that what it's called?
I also wanted to say we weren't talking about games you were interested in because we're talking about No Man's Sky.
Oh, no. I said, speaking of a game that I am interested in. Oh. Yeah. Because, I mean, all right. When you buy it, I'm definitely going to come down and watch you play it and see how it is and shit like that. I probably won't buy it though because I know that I can't invest that kind of time.
But
Skyrim,
I also won't feel bad, or I also won't be afraid if I say, here, Paul, go and cruise to this planet, kill some stuff, try to run away.
Yeah.
Like fucking then go to a trade post.
Yeah,
like,
you wouldn't let me play Division because you're like, you're gonna fuck up my dude.
Yeah, you're gonna fuck up all the stuff.
Which
I'm
do want to try. Division looks sick. I've been watching you play it and that game looks really fun. I started playing Deadpool. And,
Division's a dick. I mean, yeah, you keep going and going. And
Division looks really cool. I'm actually like kind of very interested in the game. But I started playing Deadpool, and it's not as good as I thought it'd be. It's
hack
funny.
And slash.
It's hack and slash, but it's very funny. And I think it's more so based on a storyline than it is the actual gameplay, because the gameplay is very, very fucking like rudimentary and like boring-ish.
Yeah.
But I haven't gotten far in it yet. I don't know. The fucking like the way that you level up your shit's weird, oddly set up. I wish like they would just go with the Skyrim idea of it. I thought that was the coolest thing.
I love how you're like, dude, that's those Skyrim tiers are the best.
You know, I just really wish everything was Skyrim.
If every game could kind of just help me the way Skyrim did.
Skyrim was really nice though, because
it was gentle.
Very
system, yeah.
But it was able to be very expansive as well, but
oh,
in a
yeah.
gentle way. Like it kind of eased in, not like okay, here's a tree and here's a billion branches. Good luck and finding your path.
There are people that shit their pants because they hated FF9 because it was so complex compared to 7 and 8.
Yeah.
Level wise. Leveling in 7 was more complex than 8, and then 9 was more complex than 7 and 8.
Okay.
But then in 10 it was so fucking user friendly.
Right.
You were like, me know how to.
Yeah.
I am good strong at game. Now. Yeah.
All right. So Infinity War, I just watched the trailer. I really dig it because I love aliens. It looked like Halo-y, but
Infinite
at the same.
Infinite Warfare.
Is it now, Infinite War?
Infinite Warfare.
Okay. But it's made by Infinity Ward. That's why I'm being confused. Now, Infinity Ward was the Call of Duty's, not the Black Ops, right?
Correct.
Okay. So it's Modern Warfare, Call of Duty. And then Modern Warfare Black Ops? No, it's Call of Duty Black Ops.
Call
right?
of Duty Black Ops.
So they make Warfares. They make Modern Warfares. All right, right on. But yeah, I really enjoyed the trailer. I mean, dude, if they would have made that trailer, like, if that was a trailer for a movie, holy shit.
Well, yeah, it almost felt like it was Independence Day Resurgence.
Yeah,
the
but
trailer.
Way better looking.
Way more
enough.
Ground fighting and robots, yeah. But all the shit in space, I was like, now, do you... It's aliens, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Okay. I mean, you said that.
Yeah, I figured it was.
But it also, maybe it's like, oh, Russia built a fucking fleet to fight us.
Yeah, they
and
were
so
on
they
Mars
flew around.
Or
yeah.
something. Yeah,
because they show, I mean, I don't know, they show a planet with like Saturn that looks very close to it or
and
some
we,
type
I
of.
I think we go to Mars in one of them. In the zombies for the last one, I thought they had Mars or moon. Maybe
yeah,
it was
you're
moon.
Right. Yeah, you could. Yeah, you're right. I never really got into the zombie player.
I never do.
I don't
so
know why.
Dumb.
Yeah, it's very like once you go back to level one, you're like, fuck this.
Oh no, not fuck if you're it. One of the crackheads. It's like, well, let's get back up to 22 again.
See, all right. You know what I liked about what is it? Warfare 3. I think they had the It's your headphones are fucking up.
Yeah, I don't okay, care.
I got you. All right, so they had the waves.
Yeah.
But you were fighting, like, dudes and shit like that, I guess? And, like, they came in, like, different ones. You had juggernauts. You had helicopters. I really enjoyed that facet of it, which is pretty
now,
much like zombies, but I don't know.
Okay, you're talking about, like, actual hordes of humans just in a survival wave
But you didn't
format.
Have to fix windows. You didn't
no,
have to do that
it's
bullshit.
More, it's just like a survival wave.
Yeah, you gain points. You buy cool shit. You buy predator missiles. Whatever the fuck. You can buy anything you want in the game. You could drop a juggernaut if you wanted.
Yeah.
It's cool as fuck. I really enjoyed that. But yeah, I never got into it. I don't know, but this in Infinite War looks insane. It looks like also they were trying to be like, oh yeah, that Star Wars game that came out that everyone was really hoping that they'd have like the dogfights and shit like that.
Yeah.
You can do it like in the game, but not like, okay, I started in this Star Destroyer. I'm going to hop in TIE Fighter, fuck off, and then go into like their base, kill the core, come back out, shoot fucking a bunch of X-Wings. Like, that's so cool.
I bet Battlefield's going to be like, okay, so Infinity Ward went to space. Let's just do it way better because they've always had choppers and jets and shit like that. That people, if they're Battlefield fans, know that Battlefield does it better than.
I feel like for first person shooters, though, Battlefield has like a different.
Oh, it's completely
feeling.
Oh, it's a unique. Yeah,
of when you shoot somebody that I don't know what Call of Duty did, but they fucking like nailed it. Like the like it's not like a satisfaction. It's not like a weird thing like that. It's
just
more just so
murder
like
murder boner.
Yeah, I guess you could call it a murder boner. No, it's more like It just feels like more accurate. I don't know how to really explain it. It's just easier for me to play it, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know why, but whatever.
I mean, also, I think if I could talk to the guys at Infinity Ward, I'm not sure which ones own the rights to this at that point, but Call of Duty 1 and 2, like the actual World War II Call of Duties.
Yeah.
And if one of the fucking guys at one of those places was like, Tony, would you enjoy another like throwback to WW2 with the next gen 4 like fucking HD graphics? And I'd go, macaroni and please. Like, yes, I would.
Fuck off.
I'd fucking love it.
Do you remember Frontline?
Dude, I remember. Yeah, fuck yeah, I remember
Frontline. Frontline was one of the coolest games ever. Like, that and Star Wars Battlefront 2 make me want to buy a PlayStation 2 again.
Dude,
Frontline's perfect.
Frontline is a fucking epic blast.
I
that's
mean,
the
like
one where you start on
Normandy,
like Normandy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
yeah. God damn it. They're puking in the fucking U-boat. Yeah.
Is it like your buddy gets shot in the face and you hop down, there's bullets whizzing by, everyone's
it
dying.
It literally is Saving Private Ryan in the game,
It was cool as fuck, man. I really,
Think about how great, because we haven't seen a World War II game on next gen.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
On
was it,
PS4 or 1.
Was it like Blood Brothers or, oh fuck, hold on. I'll
Are you talking up. About Medal of Honor?
Medal of Honor was Frontline.
Not Band of Brothers. That's a show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hang on. I think it was like the first game for 360, but it was set in like the old times.
It was, wait, for a 360 release?
Maybe it was World at War that I'm thinking of, because that was like back in the day, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. That like, was the first zombies was like.
But World at War was set in like World War II, wasn't it?
World at War was, fuck, was that Vietnam?
Okay, yeah. I know the first Black Ops was Vietnam. You had the AUG. That thing was the shit. Silence your motherfucking phone.
It is.
What? Then was that me? Silence your motherfucking computer, you little turd. Okay,
get
Tony,
on your
I will.
Knees.
All right.
Fuck.
All right. That's my B.
Because I said, Tony, are you a professional? Yeah, what the fuck is he talking about?
I forgot
then?
We watched the fucking trailer, dude. My bad. I can't remember what the game's called. It doesn't matter anyways. Okay. I'm looking forward to Infinite War. And there was like one other Punisher got picked up for a series.
I saw that.
Yeah, greenlit. So stoked. Netflix is killing it.
So violent.
And Judge Dredd, they're in talks with the same guy, and he said that there's conversations being had. I hope it goes to Netflix.
Come on, Carl Urban.
I hope they should just make a fucking like a series out of that.
It would work perfect.
Oh my god! Every
the cases he has to solve,
and then have like one huge like you know fucking
couple bad guys that are like eluding him. Yeah,
right. Yeah, we should write shows, man. We just nailed it.
Nailed.
You want us to make a game? World War II. Go.
Make World War II with the best graphics in the world
again. Yeah,
and people will shit their pants for it.
Honestly, that would
the
be
the sound.
Yeah,
the lighting, dude. That shit is raw.
Yeah, like, definitely
evil too. It feels like. Visceral.
Yeah, wow, good call.
Yeah.
Jeez, man, you're fucking ocean.
I know.
So deep.
Thanks, I'm glad someone thinks that.
Do you want to hop into Genre 5?
Yeah.
Do I?
Do I ever?
All right, I'm just kidding, I don't have a fucking theme for it. Genre 5, we're doing Sega Genesis games. Let's go back and
Sega.
Forth. Nice, I was hoping you would do that. And a little fucking sound like... Oh, it's so cool, man. That was probably... This is when I got into like video
games.
Some
of my favorite, like... 16-bit tunes are from those games.
Oh yeah, I got
everyone I
that.
Listed is literally like a fucking gem soundtrack.
All right, what's your first?
First one is I'm going real hard, obvious with Sonic
2.
And Knuckles.
Oh, Sonic and Knuckles, right on. That's on mine.
I
as well.
Really like that one. Just I mean, all the Sonics.
Right.
I could pull it and just say every Sonic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but if you had to choose, would it be Sonic and Knuckles?
Yes,
and just, I agree because Knuckles was the coolest.
It was very cool. Trading off, yeah, fun.
And not only that, when you could plug Sonic 2 into the Sonic and Knuckles, that had that little flip thing up, and then you could play Knuckles in Sonic 2.
Yeah,
what the? I mean, groundbreaking.
I know. I was literally like, wait, are you merging old content with new awesomeness? And
yeah,
like,
this is like backwards compatibility before I knew what that was.
Yeah,
yeah, it's so fucking neat that you could take Knuckles into it. And him flying too is rad as fuck. Go ahead with your next one since. We both just did one.
You want to? All right, we're sort of busting these out now. I'm also going to say my next one is Comic Zone.
Mine too, dude.
Are you for real?
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Although I never really got fucking far in the game, loved it.
You literally are fighting through a comic book.
Yeah, and the dude draws you and shit like that. Yeah, it's so neat. It's the coolest looking game, but Jesus Christ, was it way too hard for my dumb little brain.
Oh,
it's
no, I never. I'm not saying like these are games I aced because I didn't beat any of them.
I was about to say,
likely.
Sonic and Knuckles definitely didn't beat. I don't think I beat any Sega game.
Let me think.
Aladdin, maybe. No, I got to Jafar and died a bunch. Even later in life, I had
fuck all that.
The ROMs.
Yeah.
And save points and shit. Still couldn't beat Jafar. That motherfucker.
Stupid.
Man.
All right, so. Dude, yeah, fuck yeah. Comic Zone is so unique.
Yeah, so
if nothing
cool.
else, it's just a unique vision.
It'd be really neat to have like a side-scroller like that, but like kind of more easier to play.
Yeah. welcome to, goddamn,
Hell.
No, that fucking game,
Welcome to... Welcome to what?
No, it's not called Welcome to Anything.
Oh, well, then why'd you say that?
It's called like Shadow something.
Of the Colossus.
It's a great side-scroller, but it's new.
Oh, okay. I believe you.
It's called like Shadowrun or something. It was on 360 and it was fucking awesome.
I really
like
that running.
Felt like the old ones.
That running game that you had with the robot.
Oh, Tech 3001.
Yeah, that game's fun. It reminded me of, did you play the new Sonics for like PlayStation 3?
Yeah, where you go,
super fast and it's like the third person view behind them.
And I always love the tunnel runs, the bonus levels.
Oh, yeah. Where you and Tails
getting
would be like going
hoops.
In circles.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Rings.
What's my next one? Shinobi 3.
Shinobi 3. That's not on mine. Is that the ninja game?
It was. Yeah. It was like Ninja Samus.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Ninja Gaiden.
Yeah.
Like that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Side scroller.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Was there any non side scrollers for Sega?
Yeah. Disney. Fuck. There was this one that was like a Disney game, and it had a bunch of like.
Not Kingdom Hearts. That was PlayStation.
No. It was like a. The Disney universe or something like that, and you could do other stuff besides side scrolling. But
oh, that's kind of like Mario Paint, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay, right on. So it's stupid.
It is dumb. I didn't write it.
I'm gonna give you. Oh, go ahead and talk about fucking your ninja game.
Oh, it.
What was
if
it called?
You liked Shinobi 3.
Shinobi 3.
It was just I happened to play the third one. I don't know if the other two were awesome,
right?
But I was like, oh, I have this one. Cool, I'll play it.
Yeah.
And so one and two might totally eclipse this motherfucker.
Who
I don't
knows?
Know.
Yeah.
It reminded me a lot of fucking Metroid, but with ninja weapons.
Samus.
You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
A lot of fucking Castlevania elements. Mm-hmm. Like, fucking, you were quick as fuck. It was fun. Lots of big ass bosses.
I have one that's like that as well. Splatterhouse 3.
Splatterhouse, dude. I remember playing the remake of that on 360.
They have. I guess if you beat the game on like certain difficulties, you can unlock the original Sega games
I think Joe played it.
Yeah, Bob had it, I was like, man, I really want to get that game now. But yeah, Splatterhouse 3 was fucking crazy and super gory. It felt way evil and shit like that. I remember being really freaked out, and I remember eating a lot of like Hot Pockets back then too.
Wait.
It's like, yeah,
you still have Hot Pockets now.
Yeah, I know. They last forever. No, I just keep buying them. But yeah, no, Splatterhouse 3 was really cool. Never played 1 or 2. I just found it at the video game store or Blockbuster, and I was like, holy shit, this looks insane, because he looks like Jason, and then he like jacks up with all those like weird predator fucking like hairstyles and shit.
He's a cool dude. He's a fun
I was like, actually watching a playthrough for it when like you were downstairs until I found the Infinite War, and it was cool. I guess there's like a huge storyline. I remember like you had to save your kid and your wife, and if you beat it within the time frame, every level, if you beat every level within the allotted time, you don't have to, but it'll give you the best like possible ending for the story. If you don't, like the kid dies or the wife dies, like it's fucked up. Yeah,
it's awesome.
Yeah, it was cool. Good. With your next one.
Next one would be the Streets of Rage games.
Nice. Hell yeah. Streets of Rage.
Those are fun.
Shit.
Those are fun. It's like playing Turtles with humans.
Yes, exactly like that. Like Turtles in Time, that type of shit. Yeah,
Turtles in Time, but with humans and funny shit you find in the street.
What would you call that? Because it's a side-scroller, but you can move up and down as well. A
dynamic side-scroller? I don't know.
All right, wow. You nailed it.
Yeah. I'm just on it.
My next one's NBA Jam.
Dude, there was a ton of fucking...
Can't like, even buy a bucket!
Yeah, I was going to say,
it's the nail in the coffin!
NBA Jam was probably the... One of the it's kind of like Blitz 64. Yeah, people are just like, dude, I don't even really like sports. This is so fun though.
When you can power bomb a motherfucker into an end zone, that's so cool.
Yeah, putting their head through the floor.
Dude, fucking. But in NBA Jam, the grass. Yeah, I remember you could shatter the backboard.
You were on fire too. Like you'd come up with like a firing basketball.
Yeah, I think you had to make like three shots in a row without the other team making one or something like that, and then you'd become on fire and you would have like infinite boost and shit like that. I was always the Chicago Bulls. I think Jordan was on that one.
90s and the Bulls. So,
I know everyone was a Bulls fan, but god damn it, dude, NBA Jam was a great and those announcers were fantastic. Like I still like yesterday, like fucking, it's the nail in the coffin. Shit's so good.
It was a fun game.
I love he can't even buy a bucket.
You can't even buy a bucket.
I'm like, god damn it, dude, I'm doing really bad.
Hey, bro, come on, man. Like I put it on hard. Like,
yeah, I'm a little kid.
You don't have to be a douche about it.
What's your last one?
My last one is probably my favorite on the list. It's called Ranger X.
Never heard of it.
Dude, imagine...
Dragons.
Metal Gear, like, robots. Like, Metal Gear Solid-looking robots. Kind of like, almost like Robotech.
Yeah, gotcha.
Robotech robots, so they're, like, 20 feet tall.
Hell yeah.
And, it feels almost like Metal Slug or Contra.
Okay.
Real fucking quick. Lots of your blasters are all like big circles that fly. You know,
and always on.
Everyone's just like the whole time. But it's an absolute ass bashing barrage of fucking attacks coming at you.
Are you a plane or a person?
You're a person in a plane. It's a mech that you're controlling.
Oh, sick.
But you can like get like fucking enhancements and like add ons to it. And like there's one that's like a fucking. Almost like a hoverboard that boosts you forward really fast, quicker than you could move.
I don't know if it was like Galaga, like how it's like a top.
not like it's side scroll.
Okay,
but it's a completely like just sort of that that old school, like real chaotic, really fucking like gnarly big bosses that take up the whole cocksucking screen.
That's sick.
You're literally like this giant vagina alien. He gets 3/4 of the fucking screen, and I'm over here in the corner going, I don't think he can hit this corner. How else can I live?
Yeah, like, that's funny. My last one's Battletoads.
Oh, man, I forgot Battletoads.
Battletoads is the shit. I used to play that game all the fucking time. Dude, we used to go to daycare center. That was like one of the only games.
Repelling down.
Yeah.
Was,
or like when they get the big foot or the big hand and shit like that. Yeah, Battletoads.
Yeah, the slap hand.
Yeah, Battletoads was a lot of fun. You catch flies and shit. Yeah, I think that was like one of the bonus levels, right? You'd be falling and catching flies and get like extra lives and shit like that. But yeah.
That's fun.
That was a solid fucking nostalgic genre.
Dude,
5.
I'm thinking next week we just keep kicking it up and do either PS1 or N64.
Well, N60, I never had a PS1.
I know, but I think, I thought N64 would be better for you.
Yeah.
And for me, PS1 is, it's.
Well, we'll do PS1 because.
I need to do it. I might do them both if you want. I'll do N64 and PS1, and you can do N64.
Whoa. Yeah. I'll see what I can come up with, if so. Then
yeah,
we'll
look
do
at the games.
One.
You know them. You know Resident Evil. You
I know Grind Session, which is probably the only one that I'm going
to
have on there.
Stop.
I literally, like, one of the now. Biggest things that I got a PS2 was to play Grind Session because they were backwards compatible. All right, so...
it was backwards compatible, so I was just jamming
on it. Oh, God, I love Grind... Because they had Day One
song
luckily, on it.
But then luckily you found Battlefield 2, so...
Call of Duty.
Or...
What? What's happening?
Battlefront.
Battlefront. There you go. And God of War. PlayStation 2
Battlefield,
be,
Battlefront, you know.
PlayStation 2 will be a fun one because I played a ton of
those
games. Trust
me, I'm going to have to make a 10 list.
Genre 10. all right, so let's hop into weekly recommendations and rejections.
Oh, yeah.
Hit me. Well, actually, I'll go first. I watched Kiss the Girls.
I know you did.
Fucked up. Yeah. Jesus Christ, was that movie a bummer. Just
dude,
a bummer.
Horrible novels that that dude writes.
And I really like Morgan Freeman in it. He was really cool. Because he wasn't a cop. He was a psychologist, I believe, yeah. Right?
Well, they're...
He's a cop psychologist?
Man, what
he
the hell?
He held a gun.
Yes, he is a cop. He's... I think he was a cop. Now he's a psychologist. Something
gotcha.
Like that. Or a criminal psychologist.
Yeah.
But you know, there was a movie that came out that bombed... It's a reoccurring character that Morgan Freeman plays.
Oh, really?
Tyler Perry plays him in a newer movie.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Is it funny?
No. It's literally like a serious role for Tyler Perry, like being the guy that like is hunting this like psycho.
The guy in Sahara is a reoccurring character as well. The Matthew McConaughey played him. I can't remember his fucking name. Yeah, it's a novel thing, and like that dude's based in different, and like every single movie that's based off those novels always does really shitty too, but the novels are like bestsellers and stuff.
And that's what I think is unique, is like, it's not bad writing because these
books
are...
It's a bad interpretation.
Are, yeah.
All right, hit me with yours. Yeah, I like to Kiss the Girls. It's on HBO Go, I think, if you want to check it out.
My first one is a hot, steamy pile of not watchable shit.
What's
called
that?
Alone in the Dark, starring Tara Reid and...
Oh, does it have a big alien on the front of it?
I probably
like a creature looking thing.
Yeah, it's like an ancient creature thing in the dark.
Yeah, that came out around.
The box looks tight.
That came right around like Mimic and shit like that. I think.
The box looks tight. Tara Reid, Christian Slater / Paycheck Slater,
yeah,
and my boy Deacon Frost.
Oh,
Stephen Dorff, dude.
Yeah, but he's not Deacon Frost. So
herded that one.
What other movies do you like with Stephen Dorff?
None.
Exactly. You like fucking Deacon Frost.
I like Deacon Frost.
Yeah, you don't like Stephen Dorff.
No.
We'll just call him Deacon Frost from now on.
Thank you, because I don't care much for anyone else.
He did kill it in Blade, though. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
I started watching Penny Dreadful.
Yeah.
Holy fuck, dude. What a good show. It's insane. Yeah. You would really like it. You can't watch Showtime, though, on your PlayStation 4, which is so dumb. I can't believe PlayStation did that. They're like, yeah, we own Showtime, so we're going to make you pay for it. That's so fucked up.
It is weird.
Like, that's so... Yeah. It's like, we'll give you a Crackle. How about that?
There you go.
But yeah, I highly recommend Penny Dreadful. It's really cool. It's like based in like the Elizabethan time, I guess.
Elizabethan.
Like that. Like very old English, and like they introduce Frankenstein, Victor Frankenstein, his monster or monsters. Ooh.
Oh,
and let's see, Dorian Gray.
Dorian Gray, yeah.
Yeah, he's really cool. Basically, just all these, like, old, like, fucking, like...
Yeah, like, the fairy tale-y.
The horror-ish type stuff from, like, way back in the day, but they all know each other.
The Mummy.
Haven't seen him yet, but it'll probably be in it. It's kind of... It reminds me of True Blood, but set in a better time.
Yeah.
Because they have all those, like, elements in it, and they're like, isn't this fucked up? But, like, you're like, oh, this is actually a cool spin on it.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's something about trying to do modern age shit. The only thing that I feel that has worked has been Bates Motel, and even that sometimes gets really ridiculous.
Yeah, and I haven't kept up with it because I was like, I'm bored.
Yeah, what season do you stop on?
2.
Okay, yeah, I think they're on 5 now or 4.
Fuck.
Yeah, they've been making a lot of them, dude. But yeah, no, I mean, it's just weird. It's cool though. Like I really dig the character, Norman.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a kid from August Rush, which is wild. But, yeah, Penny Dreadful. It's cool.
All
and
right,
I also
cool.
found out that Penny Dreadful is like a term for, comics or a short story.
Yeah.
I thought that was neat. I didn't know that.
Cause they were cheap and inexpensive.
I'm guessing they cost a penny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's weird that they're dreadful.
Probably cause it was dreadful writing back then.
Oh, my boy. All right. What else you watch?
All right. I'm going to mash these together cause we've talked about them both in detail.
Okay.
Fury Road and then Kingsman. Watch
great.
Them both.
Watch them again,
both
everybody.
Great. Fantastic film. So
Kingsman's
fun.
Great. I was so bummed about fucking that. I got the a Chinese rip.
Yeah, yeah.
And they blanked out her asshole at the end of it.
Oh,
yeah. Isn't that insane? The rip of it, dude. They couldn't even show it.
Wow.
Yeah. Any pubic region they can't show there.
Okay.
I think that might be like any type of like country like that.
Yeah.
Like Japan.
Yeah, they do like, there are times when they blurt out a chick's vagina.
Even on
like,
porn.
No
pubic area.
This porn is not as fun.
So no puss, buttholes, or penis.
Mm-hmm.
Peep eyes.
But
dicks,
they're all
cocks.
There. They're all things that are there that humans can go and look at.
It's weird.
On themselves.
I feel like it's the same thing as like when they blur a middle finger on TV. It's like everyone knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That'll go away soon, I'm sure. But yeah, goddamn, Kingsman's awesome. So is fucking... both those movies are a blast.
Giving Fury Road props at this point is almost beating dead horses, because it is...
too good.
Fantastic.
And very fucking, like, woman-driven as well, which I really dug. It's
a total feminist film.
Yeah, that's cool. Because
Max literally is almost a fucking...
he's on the ride. Yeah, he's just there on the ride with them doing their thing.
And you realize at the end of the movie, he didn't really want to be... like, he wanted nothing of it. He didn't even want to share in the spoils. He's like, I'm just me, dude. I gotta keep going.
Yeah.
To where? Who knows? He's
but
Max.
It's cool that they gave that, like, they shined the light on that sort of thing.
Fuck
I
yeah.
did hear something funny. It's like, oh, how we're being, like, PC now in movies is making a hot white girl the main person. Like, it's, that's the demographic that's, that we gotta cover.
That's the hottest thing now.
Not anyone that's black or fucking, like, anything else. Like, it's insane. I was like, wow, that's a really solid point.
It also,
like,
it
how
seems
diverse.
Like it should be easy. It should be easy to do that.
Yeah,
that
definitely.
Seems like you could have done that in the 70s and it would have worked just fine.
Yeah, for sure. And there was, like, you didn't watch the new season of American Horror Story Hotel?
No.
Okay, well, there's this, there's the, I can't remember her name. She's the black lady that played in the last, like, three seasons. She's very pretty, but she's a great actress, too. She plays an ex-blaxploitation star.
Yeah.
Like, fucking, like Honey Puncher or some shit that. Like, but yeah, she just used to beat the, or like Foxy Lady, I don't know, but she's just like beat the shit out of like all these dudes and stuff like that and take back the, I want to see a movie like that now. Like, but they make like a, not a blaxploitation, but like a 70s movie, kind of like what Quentin did with, or not Quentin, Machete, like that.
Machete.
Like that, like kind of like that campy.
Oh, you mean like over the
ultra
top.
Ultra gore.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like super fucking like badly acted. I think that's fun.
Those things are fun.
I guess it is
kind of
like
every magnet film.
Yeah, well, but some magnet films actually like Donkey Punch.
Oh yeah. No, I mean like Hobo with a Shotgun.
Okay,
or something like that.
Oh, okay, right on. Yeah. I'll just go watch that again. All right, thanks.
You can just enjoy that.
Yeah.
Or Turbo Kid.
Turbo Kid's insane and very well acted. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Fuck you. Hey, fuck you.
That's a great...
I showed you Turbo Kid. It's perfect.
I know. It really is. Their storyline between the kid and the girl is just fucking fantastic. She's really good, too. She's a great actress.
My gnome stick.
I really want to see her in more stuff. Both of them, they're great.
Yeah.
That movie costs like $250,000, too. It's insane when you watch it.
Incredible.
Mad Max on a bike, motherfucker. Go ahead, give me something else.
Okay. I also watched... Special Correspondence. Ricky Gervais's new movie on Netflix with Eric Bana.
Eric Bana, the original Hulk. Not the original, but the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And then they were like, that movie didn't exist.
He plays a prick. And Ricky Gervais plays like a sensitive, kind of bubbling idiot.
Yeah.
Very easy for him.
Eric Bana kind of reminds me of the poor man's Hugh Jackman.
I like Eric Bana.
I like him too.
Only because I'll watch Munich all day.
Munich's great, dude, and he's great in it. Don't
he has potential, but yes, I could see how you get him for a lower price.
Exactly, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and he's still handsome, and he's got muscles.
And he's an Australian as well, right?
I'm not sure.
Okay, I'm probably wrong.
He might be.
Bana sounds
or
like...
or British, one of the two. Yeah, I don't know. Right. But what the fuck? What was I going to say? Oh, dude, it was by far one of the, like, the lowest amounts of... I didn't think much of it at all. And that's saying a lot.
Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, motherfucker.
All right.
Yeah. Go ahead. I wasn't listening because I was looking that up.
I know.
I wanted to be right.
Okay. I didn't say you were wrong, but...
it sounded like it.
Not... I was like, maybe British. I don't know.
You might be right,
and
honestly,
then you're
I'm
like,
sure.
Let me see, dick. You owe me the $1 million bet.
We didn't shake or make one.
Stupid idiot.
All right, go ahead.
It was horrible. Not horrible, but
bad.
By far, one of like by the least humorous Ricky Gervais film.
No invention of lying.
Not
God. That movie's
one
so
tenth of it.
That movie's so smart and so good.
Not one tenth of it, and it reeked of Ricky Gervais, but like a sort of, I don't know, a tired version of him. Or and he makes a joke at the end of the movie. He's like, the girl that he's walking off with, she's like, this is like kind of one of those scenes in the end of a movie. And he's like, yeah, really low budget movie. Like, there's cute stuff, you know what I mean? But I also think he might be ripping his own production a bit.
Yeah.
Because he edits, he writes, right. he fucking directs. Like,
yeah, he's a fucking doer. That
oh,
Ricky
dude,
Gervais.
He's a fucking doer for sure. But dude, give me some Ricky Gervais podcast, Ricky Gervais show, like any of his other films or cameos he's done beyond that. I think this is like, for me, just one of those things. Like the one film from a certain director, you're like, I don't watch that one as much as the others.
Yeah,
I wouldn't.
Right, I feel it.
Yeah.
What else you watch?
I also watched two episodes of Modern Family, which I don't like keep up on.
Yeah, either way.
But it's kind of enjoyable. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like seeing Ed O'Neill.
Is that the dad?
Yeah.
The grandpa.
The grandpa yeah. with his hand.
Right.
He used to be
Married with Children.
Married with Children, yeah. He's fun.
Yeah. I like him. I like the dad a lot.
Oh, dude. Ty Burrell is
hilarious. I gotta fix that stare. That's so fucking funny to me. I don't
Phil
know why.
Phil Dunphy is perfect.
That's like literally like the most like slappy, like slapsticky joke in that show. And I'm just like, oh, it's so good.
Oh, no. He, oh, God. Everything they write for his character is by far some of the, it's almost like the,
Michael Scott.
He's like Michael Scotty, like
lovable, dumb
and lovable, but so fucking like Jen. Like he really has a big heart, but he's such a moron.
Yeah, but he doesn't. I feel like he doesn't have like
he's not as vindictive either.
Yeah,
compared to Michael Scott.
Yeah, Michael Scott's definitely vindictive. That's a good word for it. What else you watch?
That's it.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
No. Oh, I'm sorry. I only saw six motion pictures this week. Sorry.
I feel like I watched something else other than Kiss the Girls. And
well,
that.
You only watched two things, so you're
never mind.
A real fuck.
Well, I watched fucking six episodes of Penny Dreadful. Oh, new Game of Thrones came out. I guess we don't have to talk about Game of Thrones because it's going to be rad. But damn, last fucking image
don't
of
get
that
me started.
Was pretty good.
Don't get me started on
Way
how,
called it, though. Way called it. How that was going to go down.
I called it while we were watching the episode, and then
we
I told myself.
When, we called it like fucking
oh, yeah, no,
like
I know.
Last season.
I
ended.
Mean, it's easy to call because I know my shit, but I literally was like, it's Game of Thrones. They're not going to give you that fucking cookie.
Yeah.
They're going to take it from you.
No, it's going to be something fucked up, though.
Oh, yeah. Something horrible.
Yeah. It's not going to be right, like,
nope.
however it happens.
Nope. I hope anyone who's listening to this that watches Game of Thrones understands exactly what we're saying about episode two.
Literally the last shot of the fucking episode.
If you haven't seen Game of Thrones, you've probably turned this podcast off.
Honestly.
Because this is some cryptic shit.
If you haven't seen it, I mean, you are in for a hot, sexy 60 hours.
Oh,
not so much sexy as a lot of fucked up shit in it.
But there's sexy parts, too. You pause them if you need to.
I don't even care.
Sexy.
I don't even give a shit about the TNA. I wish, honestly, they'd take it out and give me more storyline.
I'd get more dragons and more armies, more fucking...
I don't give a shit about that. And I hate when people are like, oh, that show's popular because there's a lot of tits and ass. It's
you
like,
want
no.
more of the inbred rape by the dead bodies.
Not even that. No, not at all. I'd rather just have, like, fucking, like, the storyline continue. Like, have, like, show a person kissing and then, like, you know, like, have, like, the sheets go across. I'm like, I understand what's gonna happen. Cool.
Yeah.
I don't need to watch the fucking 3-minute thing. I'm like, Stannis could be telling me something cool right now. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, oh,
Stannis brooding in a dark room.
Look how fucking, like, I don't know. Like, it's like
Tyrion
watching,
could be getting drunk making fun of his family
members. I don't watch softcore porn to begin with, and nor do I go to fucking Game of Thrones for it either, you know?
No, and Game of Thrones has never, like, amped me up sexually. I wasn't
ever.
Like, that's my fantasy.
I'll be right back,
softly
guys.
Softly kissing other girls in a brothel with wine.
Yeah.
No.
Never.
No, I'd say, hey, girl.
It's sweaty in here.
Jump on me like a spider monkey. Now.
All right, let's go into Tessa Tony.
Okay.
The Crow.
Caw.
No, that's
Brandon Lee, 94.
They gave him a huge title, but probably because he died during filming, if you didn't know that, everyone.
What do you mean a huge title?
Like it was like Brandon Lee, The Crow. Like, it was huge, gigantic.
Oh, okay, I thought you meant like they gave him this movie. I'm like, they didn't know he was gonna die, I hope.
Oh, no, yeah. Someone was like loading the gun. They're like,
we knew we were gonna kill him, so we're gonna give him this great film.
Yeah, he had completed the whole movie, correct? When they were shooting
I think it was something like they had to reshoot one or two scenes after
without
he died. Yeah. Like one or two reshoots.
That's insane.
Michael Wincott is one of my favorite bad guys, too.
The dude with the long hair looks like he's from Highlander.
Dollar Bill or Dollar, whatever his name
Dollar
is.
Dollar Shave?
Yeah.
I don't know. No
Dollar
idea.
Bill. Or something like that. Dollar Hide. Something like that.
I'll check it out.
He's also, he's in Three Musketeers, he plays a bad guy. Like, he's got
such a bad movie.
Eerie fucking face on him, dude.
Yeah, that's top dollar.
Top dollar. He could not play a fucking sweetheart.
Bill. Go ahead.
I don't know, man. Everyone knows The Crow, and I know The Crow.
It's a good
And
flip.
We testatoned this pretty much knowing how it would come out.
Yeah, passed.
Passed, fuck yeah. Flying colors. Dude, fire it up. Like, fire it up.
Whoa, check this out.
Okay.
A number of rumors associated with the death of actor Brandon Lee while filming the dark fantasy The Crow. Some suggest Lee was murdered by the same Chinese mafia that supposedly caused the sudden death in 1973 of Lee's father, martial arts star Bruce Lee, as punishment for his exposure of action martial arts secrets on the film. Others speculated that Brandon Lee was murdered by organized crime with the ties to the Hong Kong movie industry, angered by his refusal to work in their films. The simple truth is that Brandon Lee was killed in a tragic accident, the result of carelessness and cost cutting, and the scene was not used in the final cut.
Wow.
That was scary at first.
Okay. And then they, but dude, Snopes, you know, was what, like, I like? We should have a new segment, Conspiracy Theory.
Oh, nice. I like that. But yeah, so...
I don't think the Chinese mob got
it. Yeah,
it
wasn't.
I think a blank blew into his head on accident.
Now, was it a blank or an actual bullet?
I think it was a blank that was shot too close.
Isn't that the result of carelessness and cost cutting?
Carelessness and cost cutting could have been, get a little closer on this shot with that blank. Like, I want to really get it real quick. Instead of, let's try something else or get a stand-in or
right.
shoot it a different, you know, reshoot it so you don't have to see him next to the gun. Instead, I think they probably were just like, just get a little closer this time and run it.
Oh, the scene was the death of Lee's character, Eric Draven, at the hands of the street thugs.
Yeah, on the table.
Yeah, when they shot him. Then they ended up using him falling out of the window.
One. Yeah.
But I thought they shot him anyways.
They shot him on the table and he fell.
And was a pivotal element to the movie. Lee was to walk in through a door carrying a bag of groceries. Actor Michael Massis, who played Fun Boy, fired a revolver loaded with the blank at Lee. To complete the illusion, a small explosive charge was to go off in the grocery bag. Unfortunately, a fragment of a dummy bullet used either in close-up shots was lodged in the barrel, and the blank charge propelled the fragment into Lee's side, fatally wounding him. Not even his head.
That's so crazy.
That's so fucked up. So they didn't check the gun to see if there's anything in it, and that projectile was still in there.
That sucks.
That's
They're lazy idiots.
I never knew that. I always heard, like, you know, he died.
You
like,
also you don't need any more crows after that either.
Oh, God. Fuck, City of Angels.
God, who is it that does that? Edward Furlong? Fucking idiot.
Was it Furlong?
No, it was Edward Needs a Paycheck Furlong.
What?
Check it.
I will.
Check it.
I'm checking.
Check.
Go ahead.
Okay. So, awesome fucking, awesome mood, awesome fucking, like, it's dreary, it's rainy the whole fucking time. The crow's pecking at a fucking, like, headstone. All of it, everything about it is really cool. Like, true love can bring you back if you have unfinished shit to do. All the little, like, mythos around it. It's very, like, Dark City, like,
Vincent
all that.
Perez was in The Crow 2. Wow, there's a lot of them.
I know.
Oh, I think I see our buddy Furlong right here.
There he is.
It's called Wicked Prayer.
Oh.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that exists.
He looks like a straight-up juggalo.
He is a straight-up juggalo. They paid him in meth and menthols.
Weird. It says cast Yuji Akimoto.
Could you focus?
Yeah, no. I'm looking at the...
reading up garbage.
Right, yeah, Jimmy Kurovo, the crow, Edward Furlong. Oh, it sucks. He's a good actor, too, man.
He was.
Have you seen The Visitor?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
It was all right.
It wasn't bad.
Yeah.
It felt like Children of the Corn.
I'd give it a hot 5.
Wow, hot 5. The Crow Salvation, that was released in 2000. They just keep making these motherfuckers.
There's no reason. It's like Sci-Fi Channel shit. Like,
Kirsten Dunst was in it.
Like I said, her middle name's Paycheck. Fuck, Eric, all these people.
Eric Mabius played the crow in that one.
You know how every actor should strive to be like? They should strive to be like Patton Oswalt and like fucking
speaking
Paul
of which,
Dano and like all these actors that only do fucking shit that's Ben Foster.
Yeah.
The dude doesn't take roles that aren't cool. You never see him in stuff and you're like, oh, he's really just a pile of shit.
It also, I feel like they don't feel the need to take a shitty starring role just to have a starring role. They'll
That's
be like,
I mean.
I'll
like,
rather pay an interesting character in the
I
background.
Guess I like dues paying actors and I like working men's actors.
I'm about to say
like,
it's a working actor. Yeah, that's the thing. It's not like, oh, I want to be a star like that sort
exactly.
of thing. And that's what it comes across when you take a fucking really shitty like. But then again, The Crow is an awesome franchise. Awesome movie. And then turned into a shitty franchise.
Yeah, you just fucked up.
You fucked up now. And then they say that there's another Crow in development right
what?
Now. I think like a reboot of the original.
Dude, they should develop that money into a fucking like charity.
The Crow Charity. We won't make it.
The Crow Charity for projectile victims.
The dude from City of Angels actually looks pretty close to Brandon Lee.
He is. They picked like that was probably when they were still trying their hardest.
Yeah, to recapture that. Vincent Perez.
A fantastic movie. Can't rain all the time. Very iconic. Fucking Dude, when...
Oddly enough, it does rain all the time there.
When he dumps the fucking wedding rings into that shotgun...
Yeah.
And makes that fucking mess, that mess load... That's one of the coolest shots. It's all practical shit besides like some of the CG crow.
Yeah.
With the horrible backdrop of the city behind it and shit. Yeah. It is. It's garbage.
Yeah.
It's just like...
Well,
when,
it's in the equivalent to Dark City, I'd say.
Yeah. There's shots to where, you're like, it's still so gorgeous and they did what they could.
Yeah. And not only that, it looked... what I loved about the movie so much is that it reminds me of like Gotham.
Yeah.
Like that dark, but and everything's on fucking fire in that city.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Well, yeah, they literally are like, oh, it's the devil's night.
Yeah.
And we're going to burn the city down and kill everyone in the street.
Fucking crazy. And it's insane. Like that last scene of Dollar Bill, is that his name?
Yeah.
And
Top Dollar.
Top Dollar. Top Dollar and the Crow, like fighting together.
Yeah.
And like, he's like, yeah, he's like, you know what? Honestly, he's like, you should blame me. He's like, I probably okayed him to do that. He's like, even though they did it, he's like, I told him to.
Yeah.
And you're just like, man, you're a
fucking
dick.
Yeah, he's like, I just don't care. Like, that's...
Yeah, he's like, I don't give a fuck about you, dude, or your fucking family.
I'll take your eyes. I don't care. I'll have sex with your eyeballs.
Ooh,
I don't
care. When that fucking crow pokes out that chick's eyes, that was fucked
up. Dude, they were evil as shit, because I'm like, are they sister and brother? And, like, even the other people are like, are they, like, related?
Yeah. Some fucking Game of Thrones shit.
The gang's all grossed out by them, but I'm like, they're like, well, we're kind of like S&M monsters, so you're not going to really, like, tempt it. Like, you're not going to try to take us over.
All right. So.
I give that one... a hot 8. It's still great.
Yeah, I would totally give it an 8 or 9 because that movie holds up very well. And it's good. It's really good. Fucking superhero movies before there were superhero movies.
I don't
movies.
Believe in the concept of
1994.
I don't think true love brings you back from anything or death
crows.
Or crows don't bring you back from graveyards. But it was fun and it was really fucking raw for the time. It was cool.
I agree. Let's see. We got a production budget of non-applicable and a domestic total gross of $50 million. Worldwide.
I love how you don't just say, couldn't find the production budget.
It doesn't even have the worldwide. Wow. Right on.
All right.
The older movies, they like. I guess they didn't track as hard.
They didn't give a shit. Yeah, they were just like, dude, we all got our cocaine. Let's go home.
I also think that sometimes box office mojo is like, we can't find it. Then I'll Google the production budget of it, and it's usually the fucking sum of the movie. So I wonder if they just write in like older movies are like, yeah, it made its money back.
Made its money.
For the Crow. Movie of the week. It was $15 million. Wow, good for them.
Good for them.
That's actually a solid budget. All right, so. Movie of the week was Magnolia. Holy shit.
Magnolia, dude. 99.
Way bummer.
Let me slam this one out.
Please do.
You get Philip Seymour Hoffman, Tom Cruise, Julianne Moore, John C. Reilly, William H. Macy. I could actually go on, but I did not actually write down other main actors.
Let's play a game. How much do you think this movie cost?
$40 million.
Okay, 37. Good. How much do you think it made? Do you think it made less or more?
More.
Okay. Domestically or worldwide?
Worldwide, 75.
48.
Ooh.
Domestically, 22.
Dang, baby.
That's not good, man.
No.
Damn. But that movie, that's
rough. But then Paul Thomas made There Will Be Blood, so he came back.
He likes long movies, man.
He likes a thick story.
You know what? I only fell asleep once.
Atmospheric as fuck.
Once
that's really
this.
Impressive.
How many times you fall asleep during The Crow, motherfucker?
I did twice, but it was late nights. It was late nights.
Yeah, I feel it.
I don't usually do that. I told you it was out of character for me.
Yeah, I know. I just like calling you up. But yeah, Magnolia, wow. This was a lot to chew, man.
Dude.
Thick,
fantastically dystopian film.
It was really good.
Yeah.
It's really fucked up, though. Everything's shitty.
Everything is shitty.
And that's what that movie's really trying to say. It's like, fucking, like, have your, like, connections with people because that's all that fucking matters. And you're going to hate everything by the time you die.
Yep. And you'll regret
what
so much you didn't say
bleak,
or try to do.
Bleak movie. Or what you've done.
Yeah. Or, yeah, what you've been living with but haven't admitted out loud.
Yeah, Jesus.
Dude, and since this is an older movie, we can talk about specifics.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's, I don't even know what the name of it is.
What do you mean?
The seemingly unrelated events coinciding, like merging into each other.
But they merge into each other and they don't at the same time. It's weird. Like, there's all connections between each other.
Yeah.
But like it all exists without each other as well.
I love how at the beginning they show those little shorts, like it couldn't just be a coincidence.
That was fucked up. That's where Patton Oswalt was in it. And that's weird. You were like, yeah, Patton Oswalt's in it. I'm like, for 3 minutes.
That's what I remembered.
Wow.
I told you, I remember very little about it because I apologized to you.
Yeah, I was going through a little bit of a rough patch and I see that. I'm like, wow, well, fuck my life.
Wow,
I guess.
Tony's really trying to slam that home.
Yeah, I'm like,
and
gotcha.
I wasn't. I was just like, oh, I remember like frogs and stuff. And
yeah,
like,
the frogs were weird as fuck. We'll get into that later because I want to know your thoughts on that. Cats and dogs, though, I love that. They're like, cats and dogs, man. Fucking cats and dogs. The whole movie. And then frogs.
Yep. It's because
I think it's just like, I think it's like you never know what's going to happen.
No. And it doesn't need to all be connected.
Or
it's all
explained.
Just fucking, yeah, it's all just random.
Cosmic jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The cosmic irony of everything and like,
I also
confusion.
Thought maybe it was trying to be something like the Egyptian plague, the frogs, but it wasn't like that. And man, that would suck so hard to get hit by a frog going that fast, man.
Oh, I know.
And it's weird. Like, I was like, are they going to, like, explain that, like, a science experiment was flying over and just dropped a billion frogs?
I love how there's the idea of humans being picked up and dropped in trees at the beginning.
Yeah.
And that frogs just randomly fall out of the sky
just
at the end.
And some are alive, some aren't.
Yeah.
I wonder how they did that.
CG?
No, that didn't look. See, that looked like they like literally rained frogs.
I don't think they just took
not actual frogs.
Thousand frogs and
no. I think they had fake ones like hitting the ground and then real ones like jumping. So like, you know what I'm saying?
I thought it looked like CG sometimes. Mm, it was just fantastic, dude. When the when that ambulance rolls, it's awesome. Yep.
You don't hear that much.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm a fucking sicko.
1999. So yeah, it definitely could have been CG. All right, so let's hop into the characters. Who's your favorite part of it?
Like my favorite story?
Yeah, your favorite storyline.
I want to say just like because of who I am, Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Okay, that's
and
weird.
The dying father.
I would have thought
the daughter.
I would have thought you would have gone with John C. Reilly.
John C. Reilly, yeah. and the daughter.
Because it seemed like that relationship. God, she was such a great actress too.
Oh yeah. No, wait, you think I'm him?
No, not at all. I'm just saying, like, I thought that you would connect more on that basis than like a dad being mad that his fucking misogynistic son doesn't talk to him. like, you know, and you trying to reconnect that. Like, it just seemed like you'd connect more.
So did you connect most with, like, William H. Macy? Like,
which one was that?
The one in the bar with the...
The dudes. Yeah, totally.
And
no.
You wanted to get braces because the gay bartender, you have a crush on him?
I think, like, I don't know who I most connected with, honestly. Probably, like, not John C. Reilly, but kind of, I felt more of him because he was kind of like that dude that's trying to do what he wants to do, but kind of getting shit on by everybody because no one cares, and that's, like, the whole big thing is, like, does your life really matter?
Yeah.
Not so much his, like, with the girl, like, the relationship with the girl, because that was just weird.
Yeah. No, I think he...
she's just, like, broken.
I like how John C. Reilly, from the outside, you would think he is just sort of, like, a nice, clean-cut, strong...
Oh, his introduction's
cop.
Fantastic.
It's
like,
perfect.
Him reading that bio.
Yeah.
But it's his answer machine, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was weird.
It's fantastic. And then he, like, has to, like, he admits, like, when he loses his gun is one of my favorite scenes in
the
film.
That's heartbreaking. That's fucking heartbreaking.
I'm literally, like, I was so fucking petrified for him. He's like, find the fucking gun!
Yeah.
Come on!
And then they're at the table, and he explains to her. He's like, I'm the fucking laughingstock, dude.
Yeah.
He's like, you think, like, life's good for me?
Like, yeah. Like, they think I'm a joke. Like,
honestly, the old dude, probably I connected with a lot. The, what was his name in the movie?
Oh, you the game show host?
No, the other guy. The guy in the bed.
Okay.
Like, his, just like the regret of him, like, not, like, really doing what he wanted to do with his life. I've always feared that.
Or even, like, well, yeah, he also, like, you
and
know,
and lost connections, like, pushing someone
pushed
away.
Pushed away his son, yeah.
Right, exactly. Even though, like, you care about him, but, like, you're like, I just can't handle him. Like, fuck this. And then you realize that life's way too short.
I'm going to give it up. Julianne Moore.
Dude.
Tom Cruise killed it. Like, dude, Tom Cruise at the end when he's on the bed? Damn.
Yeah. Tom Cruise, when he's in the interview with the lady, is fucking...
When
like,
Philip Seymour Hoffman's doing all that little, like, quick, like... panicky shit looking for him. Fucking incredible acting.
Yeah, he when he's sitting down with the interview with the girl and she's like talking to him about his mother, and he's literally just goes silent, and then he was like, okay, your time's up. She's like, you literally just ran out the clock. He's like, I told you I'd give you my time, that's what I did.
Yeah, and
he's
I like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, and like screams at her, she like pushes him away. That's a fucking, he was great in it.
Oh yeah, when he comes up to her and like she pushes him away.
He was awesome in it. Like I like Tom Cruise. Like I'm not like a huge fan, but I do like him. Like I thought War of the Worlds was great.
I think he has tons of ability.
Yeah, Mission Impossible's fun.
totally fucking shoehorned into shitty stuff sometimes.
Yeah, Last Samurai, should he have been
but
that?
Jerry Maguire, like, he was a fantastic actor when he wants to be. And in this film, he pulled it all out.
Yeah.
Julianne Moore losing her shit, her going through depression, sadness,
Julianne
like,
Moore is probably the saddest part of that movie, other than the game show host, dude. And the kid. The kid was rough.
Yeah, that little kid was bummer.
And he's a really good actor. I wonder if he's doing anything now.
No, not really.
Really? That sucks. What was the kid's name?
I forget. Kid.
Oh, okay. Well,
oh, Genius Boy.
Nope.
Genius Robot Child.
Nah, still not it.
Almost.
You're getting there.
I'll
keep looking it up. You keep talking
about
it.
No, I'm just trying to think who I mean, living that girl's life, the game show host's daughter, would have sucked too.
Oh, God. Because,
dude, when his wife calls him out.
That was fucked up.
That's so. That fucking irked me to my core.
Yeah, he was like, I don't know.
I don't know. She's like, you do know, though. Like, fuck, man. Fuck.
Yeah, and then he tries to fucking kill himself and gets hit by a fucking frog. Philip Baker Hall, that was him. Jimmy Gator.
Yeah.
Ooh, give it old Gator. Yeah, he was really, really good in it. The whole cast was fucking sick, honestly.
Yeah, I believe what Paul Thomas Anderson was doing was pretty much trying to put ambiguity into where most people go, oh, these are all related. There is purpose to everything. It's all cosmic. It's all interlaced with one another. And he goes, no, sometimes fucking the sky will just rain frogs. Like, you can't predict what's going to happen, how it's going to end.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Like, fuck you. This is my film. I got the budget for it. And Roger Ebert said it was one of his 10 best favorite films of that year.
Oh, God,
it's a critically acclaimed monster of a film.
It's super fucked up.
It's a fucking fantastic... It's kind of like... It reminds me of, like, the... In a broader sense, like, when I saw Monsters Ball, I felt a lot like that. Like, I was like, this is so... It was only about a few people. It wasn't as many characters, but I was like, oh, my God, it's just so intense and sad. It's horrible.
Was the kid's name Stanley?
Yeah, little Stanley.
That's weird, because Neil Flynn is credited as him. That's the janitor from Scrubs.
You think he was that young in 99?
Fuck no.
No, I don't
Scrubs
either.
Came out in 2001.
But his dad wasn't him. I don't know.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't know.
Jimmy Stanley was that kid's name.
Young Jimmy. Yeah, Stanley Spector. There you go. Jeremy Blackman. And, I'm assuming that he hasn't really done much.
You heard much about Jeremy Blackman?
Well, not only that, like, it's still the picture from him pissing his pants.
Yep.
Which, God, that was so sad, too. Yeah, he were, I mean, Zeros and Ones, he was Sam in 2011, so he's done some shit. Long Order. Yeah, I really liked him. His storyline was awesome. His dad's a piece of shit. Like, that last scene of him, he's like, you need to be nicer to me, Dad. He's like, go to bed.
Yeah.
He's like, you have to be nicer to me. And he's like, go to bed. I'm just like... Fuck.
He's not going to be. You're still just a thing for him.
You're a fucking cash cow.
Yeah.
That's all you are.
Yeah. Like, go to bed. I'll let you recoup from this one. We're going to do something else with you later. Also, I wanted to say something about the fucking... whoever their cinematographer was, there are some gorgeous fucking, following shots.
Yeah.
The ones in the backstage of the show, starting the show, some of them are fucking, like, West Wing style, like...
Them walking 40, through everything.
50 second, yeah.
And then picking up with somebody else.
Birdman
yeah.
does a ton of them.
Well, Birdman is that, basically. Yeah.
Some fantastic ones that had, like, 6 or 7 character trade-offs.
Super interesting movie to watch. Like, it didn't seem boring. And that type of movie definitely can't, because it's all character study.
And
that's
all
it is.
It's manic. By the end, by the last hour, it's all, everyone is... fevered, like everyone's like fuck.
That
fuck,
score
fuck.
Is fucking makes me want to have a heart attack.
Yep.
Like, you're just like, why is this happening? Yep. No, God, oh Jesus, oh fuck. Like, you made a really good point when you said, you're like, it's kind of like Fever Pitches in Requiem for a Dream.
Yeah.
But like, it's more swirling than Requiem. Mm-hmm. Requiem's more like, bam, that happened. Bam, that happened. This is just like, you feel it going down the shitter, and it feels
and
like
so
you can
many,
grab out.
So many like. Elements for, you're like, oh God, we're moving to another story, and you're like, oh fuck, I remember where that story was at. God damn.
Yeah, definitely, like, the last like hour and a half of that movie is just like, what?
Uh-huh.
And then you're just like, no, fuck, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sucked.
Incredible.
I mean, it was great. Yeah, it was a great fucking flick.
By far, like, one of my favorite films, and I neglected it for a long time. I hadn't seen it in nearly like 8 or 9 years, probably.
Yeah, it's definitely a bummer of a flick. But it's good. It's good. Who played the braces guy again? I know he's Frank and fucking Shameless.
William H. Macy.
Yeah, he's fucking great. God, and he's like, I have so much love about
him. He's a hilarious actor, yeah.
I just don't know how to... Not in that movie, holy shit, no.
No, I just mean in general, like, he has so many... Door to Door is a really good role for him.
Was the guy in that was his manager at the place that he was a salesman at, was he Dr. Octopus?
Oh,
is that the same actor?
Osmond or whatever his name is.
I'll look up Spider-Man 2 really quick. But yeah, what would you
seems
give
like
it?
Andrew Mulley. Oh, I give this like a 9.5. Like, fucking, it's up there.
I would definitely, I'd give it like an 8.5. Yeah. 8. It was a very big bummer, but goddamn, it was really, really well done. And the character study, as I said before,
it's
is just
an
really
ambitious
good.
Film.
Yeah, yeah. Alfred Molin.
Alfred Molin, yeah.
Molina?
Molina?
Molina, yeah. Molina.
Shut up.
Okay, hold on a second. Paint it black. Oh, you son of a bitch. Let's see. 1999, right?
Yes.
Since this movie came out. I can't believe Star Wars was... Yep, Magnolia, Solomon. That was him.
Bam, you did it.
I did it.
Now, I wanted to ask you two questions. Have you ever seen... It's an MTV movie called Better Luck Tomorrow.
No.
Okay. I just wanted to preface that, and then... Because I know we're moving into what we're doing next week.
Which is?
That's what I'm asking you. Would you want to watch something like Donnie Darko? Is that too cliche?
Is Better Luck Tomorrow like Donnie Darko?
Not at all. But Better Luck
But Donnie Darko
No. I'm saying like Donnie Darko was on the list right after it, but I wrote Better Luck Tomorrow. But I'm also, I want to let you know,
a group of overachieving Asian American high school seniors enjoy a power trip when they dip into extracurricular criminal activities.
It sounds bland.
Sure. It has those little Sundance crests on him, though, so...
Oh, shut up.
It's gotta be good, right? They won two Sundance. We're in the Toronto Film Festival and Sundance. I can't see
actually,
what for.
I'm thinking we lighten it up. Okay. I let you off the hook. Because that one does a lot of... There's a lot of, like, drug, suicide, like, a lot of shit.
Yeah, Magnolia was rough.
Okay.
And it wasn't rough
in a
way of, like, the
content. So do you want to watch Toy Story 3?
Ooh, that's a rough one, too.
I'm just kidding.
Honestly. Jesus. Kevin Smith calls it Schindler's Toy Box.
Saving Private Ryan.
Right on.
I thought we thought, you know, that one lately. Yeah.
Yeah, we've been talking about that a lot, too. So, wait, is that going to be Test of Tony?
I know. Oh, man.
Well, it's going to pass it. Yeah, we'll do Movie of the Week.
Yeah, I was like, get out of here, because that's not going to be...
Saving Private Damon.
Shut up.
Spoilers.
Spoilers. Matt Damon is the one.
He's Ryan. All right, so Test of Tony... Let's see. Let's go into my movie bin.
Oh, fuck off.
I'm going into my movie bin. 1990s terrible films.
Stop, you total douchebag. You're such a total douchebag.
All right.
Okay.
Have you watched Edward Scissorhands in a while?
No.
Okay, we might do that. Let me keep looking, though. But definitely keep that on.
Yeah.
How about... Or Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the original, with fucking Casey and shit.
Oh, I swear to God, if it is not on one of the fucking stream sites, I'm not paying for it. I'll put it down.
It might not be.
I guess I enjoyed it. Did I?
Yeah, I bet you liked the shit out of it.
You know what else I used to like? Three Ninjas, but I'm not watching it now.
Oh, my God.
Stop.
Please do Three Ninjas.
No, I'm not watching that.
Come on, Rocky.
You know what I do want to watch?
Tummy?
Dude, I think it's called... Oh, man. What Tumis? Is it called? No, it's about downhill skateboarding. Fuck.
I wish you'd watch Brink. Do you remember that movie?
Is that what it's about?
No, it's rollerblading. It's these roller...
Yeah, they roll down the hill.
They did have a race, yeah.
Dude, there's a race at the end to
good
where, like...
Good luck finding that. All right. Good luck.
Brink. I love that. No, it's not skateboarding. Yeah, it was rollerblading. They would all like do those fucking like Mighty Ducks, like duck unders and jump overs.
And you would love fucking that movie because you used to rollerblade, didn't you?
I hate your guts.
We're gonna get a lot of good content,
dude. What's your past, you fucking mute toned monster? You didn't do nothing.
I skateboarded.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nothing nerdy before then, huh? Didn't ever do a yo-yo trick or a pog or nothing?
Oh, both. I also used to run... My brother, he gave me all of his hand-me-down clothes, and he was a bigger guy, and I'm fucking micro.
Yeah.
So I have, like, large sweat, like black sweatpants that I would wear, and I thought they were cool because they looked like ninja pants. You know, because in all the movies, like, they're very, like, baggy pants and shit like that.
Okay.
And they, like... But they are tight around the ankles, So I looked, I had that going for me, and I used to put weights, like ankle weights and wrist weights, and run in like extra large clothes, because that's all I had, like around my neighborhood.
Why?
People thought I was insane. Workout, I guess? I don't know.
You were just working out? You didn't like the way the ankle weights felt on your penis?
No, not, well, I didn't, yeah, because the ankle weight fit around my fucking micro dick. no, I'm saying like fucking, like, I don't know, I think it was just like the undiagnosed ADHD, and like that's just what I did with my time.
You're still undiagnosed though.
No, I was on Concerta for a while. I just stopped taking it.
But now what? Now look what I'm left with.
Coffee.
Oh, that's the helper.
Sometimes weed calms me down, but like I notice my brain goes real fucking fast between shit anyways, you know. Like my the whole thing is my brain just like wants to like fucking do a lot of stuff at the same time.
You have also have a problem with dead space. Like, if you're not doing anything, you're like, I'm like, why are you clicking for no, you're doing, you can't not do nothing.
Yeah.
Consciously.
It's weird. Like, I know it feels weird. Like, if I'm, like, sitting taking a shit, I'll put on a podcast and play solitaire.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's literally how, like, busy my mind is. I'm just have to do something.
I wonder if you're distracting it from some sort of, like, evil truth that, like, you're maybe a serial killer if you ever lost all of that stuff.
Whoa, that'd be fucked up.
Wouldn't that be crazy?
Yeah.
Like, a kid that thought he just had ADHD and always had to stay super busy, one day he had to go to prison and then just started murdering everyone for fun.
Or, like, my internet goes down.
Okay. Or something more dramatic like that. Jesus.
Yeah, Brink.
That's fun. Brink and, Saving Private Ryan.
Wow, what a...
Dude, what a mix.
And by the way, hey, Johnny, people who like this also like Johnny Tsunami, so we can watch that.
All right, I just want to confirm real quick before I say yes to this sad episode. We're doing N64, though?
No, we'll do PlayStation 1 next week. I'll see if I can find games. If I can't find any, then we'll cross it with Nintendo 64.
Just don't make it garbage.
Well, no, what we'll do is that you can just give me your PS1, like 5 right in a row, and then we can go on to N64 and go back and forth like we usually do.
Wait, so we're just doing PS1?
Right now, we're shooting for PS1. If I can't find any other games other than Grind Session, yep, then we'll do a split of N64 and PS1, and you'll just give me your list totally, and then we'll switch back and forth for 64 games afterwards. All right.
Okay, so that is the movie that I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
98.
Dude, I used to love this fucking movie, too. Dude, I hope you find it.
He jumps over, like, a little three-stair.
Dude, honestly, this movie made me want a rollerblade.
Yeah.
And Power Rangers.
I got a pair of K2s because of this movie.
Secret of the Ooze. Was that what it's called? I can't remember.
Secret of the Ooze.
I think that was the Ninja Turtles 2, right?
It sounds like that was a Power Ranger.
No. Well, Ivan Ooze was the main villain in the Power Rangers movie. I think that was just called the Power Rangers movie. I don't think it had a subtitle. But Secret of the Ooze was Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2.
Oh, yeah, it was with the stupid canister that's broke open going into the sewer.
Yeah, the Secret of the
Ooze.
I'm
not doing those. I hate them already.
Which one?
Both. All.
Everything.
Don't do this to me.
All right. Until next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Podcast Channel production. Executive produced by Bob Camparta, Paul Wolf, and Sean Ast. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.podbean.com.
Hey, Central Ohio. The Nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the Nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.